Michelle in Seattle. Love is laughing wildly while playing Pictionary with your kids. Love is the sweet, succulent burst of summer's first strawberry. Love is allowing the sun's rays to caress every area of your body, seeping in the warmth of God deep into your soul. Love is smiling for no good reason, which inspires a return smile from another. And when I remember to love, all of the little love moments are what make up my life. And then I love my life with a big L. Michelle with one L at the Dr. Pat Show.
This is Frederick Lehrman. I'm director of Nomad University, nomaduniversity.com. And I'm speaking to you today from Seattle, where an international webcast is in process to talk about building a positive future on the 10th anniversary of the events of 9/11. If we want a better world, we must first study our own emotions. Then we can transmute fear and move towards a safer and better life for everyone. I just want to give you one key to shifting your energy. Love and fear are two sides of the same coin. We feel emotions depending on the direction in which our own life energy is moving through us. When we fear, our energy contracts and withdraws inward away from the surface. We look pale and we feel cold. We want to retreat from the world. But when we feel love, that very same energy is flowing the other way, starting at our core and flowing outward towards the world. So fear is dark. Love is radiant. But they are signs of different movements of the very same energy. So here's the key. When you are afraid, you may notice that you tend to hold your breath. If you can remember just to let that breath go, to allow it to swing easily in a connected and gentle cycle of inhale and release, inhale and release, then the pattern of fear will gradually shift and your energy will begin to expand towards the world. It's a choice you can make intentionally. If you can breathe freely in the presence of a strong emotion, you will find that you have that emotion, but the emotion does not have you. Your breath is the connection to life itself. It is the sky inside your body. It is your passport to safety and to love.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM Radio that's heard out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. Folks, I just have to take a very special time, and I have to thank some very special people before we go any further. I have been working with a great production team helping me this weekend to come to you, to inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. I have to say a very special thank you to Heather, my producer. You are awesome, girl. And Dr. Pat, words cannot say enough to you. And Linda and Kim and Michelle, you guys are awesome. And Chris, my producer at WBLQ, I love you, my friend. Folks, all weekend, we've been coming to you live from One The Event in tribute to 9/11. I want you to stay with us for the next half hour, and we're going to inspire you, and we're going to help you to create the life that you desire. Now, to learn more about me, you can visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, We're coming to you from this event because of one man, and I cannot do every interview without mentioning him. This man is Seattle firefighter Eric Lawyer, and he was inspired by the 10th anniversary of 9/11. He took his entire life savings, folks, to make this happen. And together with his passion and more than 3 million people around the world, we are making a collective shift by choosing love over fear, kindness over anger, and responsibility rather than blame. We are forgiving in order to heal, in order to move forward. Now, my guest today, well, she was inspired to help others just like Eric was. She too suffered tragedy in her life. And today you're going to hear Elizabeth's story, and we're going to talk about the healing power of forgiveness. Let me tell you a brief bio about this girl. Elizabeth is a fourth-generation medium who specializes in grief loss. She's a producer and host of the Healing Hearts radio show, inspirational keynote speaker, and she was recently included in the documentary After They're Gone, where she shared the story of the loss of her infant daughter and spoke about the power of forgiveness. After 15 years in the corporate world, this special girl embraced her intuitive gifts and has dedicated herself to inspiring others to release their fear, forgive, and open their hearts to love again. Ladies and gentlemen, without further delay, this is someone you're going to see lots of in the future, but I've got to get her on soon. So, Elizabeth, come to the show, my friend.
Hi, Sue. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I could go on and on about you forever, but I need you now to share your story about your loss of your daughter, and don't make me cry.
Okay, I'll do my best. It was a typical day where I was running around the house to get ready for work, and my husband offered to take the kids since I was so far behind, and I rushed out of the house and I rushed through traffic to host an 8:30 meeting that was ultimately canceled, and the rest of the day was pretty typical with meetings and whatnot until about 3:30 in the afternoon when I saw this black puff of smoke, and it's something like the dust when you beat chalkboard erasers together. Yeah. And I knew from my past experience as a medium that a family member must have passed. And immediately I thought of this elderly aunt. 30 minutes later, my husband called to say that our infant daughter was being rushed to the hospital. So once again, immediately, my heart sank, and I knew it was Nicola. And I rushed out of my office, and I tried to leave the car park, and the gate wouldn't open, and the traffic was slowed and backed up. And my husband called and shared the news with me that she was gone. And wow. Through all of my healing, what I really realized is that the reason that the gate didn't go up and the traffic wasn't moving fast enough for me mm-hmm. was to help me become more aware and to be more present.
Yeah, yeah. What a powerful, powerful story. And, you know, so many people during 9/11 shared stories how they were stuck in traffic, how they were at the dentist instead of in the building. You know, it always teaches us lessons situations when these things happen, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
There's always lessons to be learned. Now, how do you believe that this experience has changed your life?
Well, it definitely changed my life because I decided to focus on the present moment and to stop looking outside of myself for love and approval. Yeah. And I started to take those action steps to forgive and to let go. And letting go really allowed me to embrace love, like true, unconditional love. And I decided to live for me and dedicate my life to helping and serving others. So it was huge.
Yeah, wow. Now, there's so many people that have lost loved ones during 9/11, and I know your healing journey, you know, will really help them. So can we talk about the steps that you took to move forward, because so many people are still stuck. Help those people now, can you, Elizabeth?
I will do my best.
Okay.
So I want you all to smile because life is really not that hard. So let's start off with being more present and letting go of our fears, because that was one of the first things that I did, was letting go of my fear and knowing that, you know, I was an amazing person, and it took some time to get to that place. So I started with more positive thoughts. words and affirmations. I began listening to positive, upbeat music. I spent hours writing and just letting things go. Let's see what else. I changed my eating habits. I changed my sleeping habits because, you know, in the corporate world, I spent a lot of time rushing around, as you heard before. And what I realized by being more present, right, is we need a little bit more sleep. And the fast food wasn't so good for my body.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, you're talking about affirmations. Do you can you think of some of them off the hand, what you would say, you know, during that time? Because, again, the affirmations, when I was on with my guest earlier, Dawn James, we talked about affirmations. It's so powerful, so powerful. Can you share a couple affirmations or one affirmation that people can write down and they can put it on post notes and stick it everywhere and read it over and over to help them now?
Oh, absolutely. Well, obviously, you know, I had a lot of guilt because I felt by running out of the house, I didn't say I love you to my children that day. It was one of few times that I actually did not do that. So I felt very bad about not telling my children I loved them, especially my daughter who passed. And so what I realized is I needed to let go of that. So one of the affirmations that I used was, I love myself.
Good.
I am, I am worthy. I am strong, and I believe in myself.
Okay.
So those are just a few just off the top of my head. There are so many. I could go on forever. But I think if you can just be in that place of loving yourself, believing in yourself, and letting all those negative thoughts go, it just totally is a huge transformation in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our loved ones on the other side do not want us to suffer, folks. And you're listening to a mom who lost a beautiful baby girl. Listen to the strength in her. Listen to her words of wisdom. She's been there, and she's taken and healed herself. She is loving herself. She's, you know, the power of forgiveness is so strong, and this is a prime example of how we can all do it. And I'm going to say, you know, if you can go through what you have done, my friend, anybody can do, because how horrific, how horrific. We're talking about, you know, living in the present moment. Can you offer a technique around that for our listeners?
Well, one of the things about being present is not focusing so much on your past.
Right.
And a lot of us have a lot of thoughts and emotions and feelings from our past. And so we let those words just kind of play in our head over and over and over. And so what I learned to do to let that go is I started to journal. Okay? And when you start to see what are your thoughts, what do you think about, and then you start to journal those thoughts, then what I would invite your listeners to do is start looking at those thoughts and ask yourself, are these thoughts holding me back from what I truly desire? And if they are, then they can create something I call a total truth letter. Very simple, easy to do. And the first thing is you acknowledge that you have someone or something to release. The second step is committing to letting it go. And the third and most important, if you hear anything, listen to this. The most important thing is you have to take action. If you don't do anything, those affirmations and this next activity is not going to do anything. So the next thing is to take action. And what I'd ask you to do is just to get notebook paper, a pen or pencil, and a commitment to let it go. And what I'd ask you to do is just sit in a quiet place and think about what you're holding on to. And I want you to write a letter to that person. And you're going to release every emotion, every feeling, and everything you possibly can into this letter. Just let it rip. Let those emotions go. And you may cry. You may tear your paper. And, you know, it's all good. And when you're done, I want you to take all those pains and emotions and ceremonially release it. So you have a couple options. One, you can put it in a paper shredder and just destroy it and make sure you get it out with the trash. And the second option is to take it outside and ceremonially burn it. So make sure you take all your safety precautions because I don't want you to burn yourself or anybody else. But when you're burning that, there's something cathartic and healing about that and watching it all just go up in smoke.
Yeah.
And you don't need those words. You don't need those emotions as you're opening your heart for more compassion and more peace and love in your life. So just let it go.
You know, can I add something to that? when we're talking about doing these total truth letters, I've done those as well, and I found them to be extremely healing. I had a lot of anger when I learned that my first husband had affairs for 14 years of our 16-year marriage, and I was going through abuse from him at that time, and I had a lot of anger I had to get out, and I knew it was not doing me any justice. So I started writing these total truth letters, and you know, I found that when I would write them and I'd get it all out, I was writing, and then I found the pen was like really going down hard. I was scratching the paper, and then I got to the end, and it was like chicken scratch. I could hardly read it, but and then I tore it up, did not reread it. I tore it up right away, and I found within me, my body felt calmer. I felt less stressed. I felt at peace. And I ended up writing that man 39 letters in total before I got it all out of me. I had a lot of anger. But
it's good for you, and you feel good now, though, don't you?
I feel fantastic. And then, you know, I went on, and, you know my story, Elizabeth. I have a wonderful husband now. We've been together for 11 years, and folks aren't going to believe this, but there was a time in my life where I was actually very shy, so shy that I never spoke in school. I never had to, you know, speak and say, you know, here in attendance, or I never had to say a speech because I would throw up on teachers' desks because I was so scared of the center of attention. And so I went to Toastmasters, and that's where I met my Mr. Right. And so now he says, yes, I'm responsible. I can't shut her up now. So,
and see, and it's all because you let those letters really heal you. You let all
exactly.
that emotion just drain out of you. You didn't go back. And now everybody take a look. Look where Sue is and what she's doing and how she's able to move forward. So that's awesome, Sue.
Right. But that's two examples, folks, that, you know, I did it for this, and you did it, you know, for what you were going through. Everybody should be doing these letters. They're phenomenal. Now, you know, you talk about living in the present moment. Another thing that I did was a meditation about using all my senses and getting myself present. So I would focus on a spot and use all my senses and hear, you know, what I was hearing at the time and you know, going through that kind of a process. That was really helpful for me to be in the present. So, folks, here's two examples from two different people. Now, let's talk about how forgiveness is so healing. Let's share that. Share why.
Okay, well, I have a few thoughts on that. First of all, I experienced a greater sense of peace, like you mentioned, and I also felt this personal freedom from letting go, because when I was holding on to the resentment, the anger, and all that emotion, and even physical pain, see, as you mentioned earlier in my intro, I have experienced so many opportunities to forgive in my life, I can't even tell you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I made that choice to walk out of the prison, because I truly had created myself a prison, and I made the choice to live in the present versus being the victim of my past. And realizing that by controlling, which was huge in my life, that not letting go, I made myself sick. I couldn't think of good things. I was emotionally drained. I lived in fear. And I wasn't opening my heart to receive all these amazing opportunities that I have now. So I honestly have to share with your listeners that this was so hard for me because I had to be in control. But what I really realized is it took so much more to hold on to my past and that not being present, I mean, really, that it didn't take any strength to forgive and to let go. It just takes a belief in myself and a trust in the process. So that's really, it was so healing when I finally surrendered. That was huge.
Yep. That's huge, and we all need to do that to shift our world. Elizabeth, you and I have to share this with everyone. Elizabeth and I are so much like twins, folks. In fact, we share the same birthday. So when you hear me asking her a question, we're both doing this. It's so amazing, eh? Elizabeth, you're like my little twin sister, little few years younger, right? But you and I both, you and I both start our day with prayer. This is so important. Share why. Why do our listeners have to do this, my friend?
Well, it's just the intention for the day. So the first thing that I do is I wake up and I am grateful, first of all, for being invited to celebrate yet another day of my life. Mm-hmm. And I look at the gifts in front of me each day. And don't get me wrong, because there's some days I definitely have my challenges, but the key is to look at all of those challenges and turn them into gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And look how you can learn and rise above it and stay out of that victim state. Because remember, you're actually in control of how you respond.
Yes.
And, you know, the question is really, are you willing to surrender that control and have that peaceful, joyful life? And so when I start my day, and just so you all know that are listening, okay, I first started spending 10 minutes every morning when I woke up in gratitude. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my home, for my family, and everything. I went and spent about 10 minutes. Now I'm up to an hour because I have so many things to be grateful for in my life. And because I spend so much time in gratitude each morning, it changes my day.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I know myself, like when I was so down and things were happening for me, at first when I started doing my grateful list, it was like, I'm alive. I woke up this morning. I have a roof over my head. They were simple things. Now I could write a book each day of what I'm grateful for. So as you, you know, come out of that place, you will find that there's more. But until you do, start with the small, simple things. I had food, you know, Whatever it takes, a roof over your head, clothes on your back, very important. Now, Elizabeth, all through this event, we're talking about, you know, people are just stepping up to the plate and they're taking their challenges and they're just, you know, stepping out to the world to make a difference. And you, my friend, are doing that too. I want you to tell everyone how you've taken this situation and what you're doing now.
Wow. Okay, well, as you can hear, I've surrendered and I'm moving forward, and I am doing everything that I can to make a difference in the world. As a grief and loss expert, I truly, truly enjoy my work as a medium and a spiritual coach. I love working with people to help them have that peace and closure in their life, because as you mentioned, there's so many people who went to work that day and didn't get to say goodbye. They didn't get to say I love you. And I can relate to that because I'm one of those people that have experienced that.
Yeah.
And the gift that I have is communicating with your loved ones.
Yes.
And I find that that is so huge in the healing process. So definitely, you know, that is one of the things that is kind of like coming out of the closet. Yes, I am a medium. And it's my gift, and that's what I do. I also host a Healing Hearts radio show, as you mentioned, every Thursday where, you know, I'm so honored to have inspirational guests, even like yourself, to make a difference in the world. And, you know, I offer an opportunity for people who are committed to change, right, to make difference in their lives, transform their lives, and make a difference in other people's lives as well as themselves. So,
yeah, you're such an amazing girl, my friend. I am so,
thank you.
I cannot tell you how honored I am, you know, to have you in my life, and I like to say, kick my butt, but in a loving way when I need it, you know, push me forward and support me. You're just incredible. Now, I want to give you a minute, and I want you to say something inspirational to our guests or our listeners to help them create the life they desire. Can you do that in a minute?
I'm going to do my best. So I would really say, you know, be kind to yourself. Do the best to let go of those thoughts and beliefs that no longer serve you, and open your heart to the infinite possibilities that are waiting for you. Make an effort every single day to do the best to be in the present moment, because it truly is the biggest gift you can give yourself. I just want to tell your listener, Sue, I mean, I believe in you. You know, now go make a difference, because you're powerful and you are love. That's what I wanted to hear. You are powerful and you are love.
Yes. Yes. Very, very good words said. Folks, to learn about my very special friend here today, Elizabeth Cookson, you can go to her website, elizabethcookson.com. So that's Elizabeth. Cookson is CUCKSON.com. Check her out. Elizabeth, my friend, we're out of time. I love you. Keep up the great work and go shine, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Folks, we can all learn from Elizabeth's story. We all have to forgive. And now is that time to move forward and heal and change our world. Each one of us can do it. You've heard my story. You've heard Elizabeth's. You've heard Eric's. All of these people are doing something. You can do it too. Like Elizabeth, I had lots of healing to do. I had to cure an incurable disease. I went through abuse and near death and divorce, and I was given just 30 minutes to live. I took all of my challenges and I turned them into something positive. And now I'm helping millions around the world cope, heal, and move forward. None of us will ever forget what happened on 9/11, but all of us can go on to forgive. And folks, that's when the healing is going to begin and our world will really shift. To learn more about my guest, once again, ElizabethCookson.com. You want to learn more about my story, visit my site, AskSueLondon.com. I want to thank my very special friend and guest, Elizabeth Cookson, for being with us today. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. On behalf of my guest, Elizabeth Cookson, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. Now stay tuned for a great interview with host Ariel, and I look forward to inspiring you again, folks. Have a healing day. Much love.
Take time to realize that your warmth is crashing down.